WHM monitoring.
Being KB4 CPA.
Going, Dave?
It's going pretty near good, I guess. I've been up to Steve's house, KN4 VWA, and headed back to the house in Taylor's.
Careful, it's getting dark.
Dark 30. So I was, going down 357, and I saw something in the road. I really couldn't make it out until I got right up on it. And it was a guy on a, what we used to call those things. The name of it has left me. But anyway, it doesn't have a headlight or anything. It's just two wheels and a, basically it's just two wheels and a lawnmower engine and a chain drive. And, you know, I just wanted to turn around and tell him, I said, man, you got a death wish or what?
Yeah, I know the kind of vehicle you're talking about. I can't think of what they're called either, but yeah, that would be a dangerous thing to be on the road.
Now, if it was in broad daylight, it wouldn't be bad, but you know, at dusk and no headlight, no kind of reflector or anything on it whatsoever. And, you know, it almost scared me. I'm glad we weren't going the same direction. I was meeting him, you know, coming the other way. He was going the other way, but, he looked like he was having a good time.
People do what people will do. Sometimes it ain't the smartest, but they do it anyway.
Have a good time until you ain't having a good time. Oh, man. But anyway, what are you up to tonight?
Been tinkering with radios most of the day, just trying to get everything set up. I got a QRP rig and been working with it and just killing time, taking it easy on a Sunday.
Excuse me, I've got a part coming in from my motorcycle tomorrow. It's supposed to be here tomorrow. I hope it is. It's coming from Ozark, Alabama. I never heard of Ozark, Alabama, but there's a Honda dealership there. And he just happened to have the part on the shelf. And it's a good thing because they are discontinued. Honda does not make them anymore. So I was glad to get my hands on it. And, you know, I didn't tell him how desperate I was for it. He probably would have jacked the price up on me.
Ozark is, if I'm remembering correctly, just across the line on 20, and you go north a little ways, and it's right up there, if that's where I'm thinking.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about Alabama, to be honest with you. I've been to Mobile and, Birmingham, I think, and that's about it. Oh, well, and Jacksonville. Got some relatives in Jacksonville, Alabama, so they were farmers. I don't know if they're still farming or not.
Seems like a lifetime ago, I used to travel for a living doing IT work. And I used to travel all over the Southeast. And so little towns like that made pit stops or places to go or work to be done. So, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where it's at. It's not too far across the line. About an hour north, something like that. But anyway, like I said, that was a lifetime ago. I could be completely wrong.
I'll tell you, changing the subject, Steve was showing me his the beam that he's got up. I can't remember what it is. I think it's a Mosley, and boy, that thing is nice. I tell you what, it just has low SWR on all the bands, and it's just a thing of beauty up there on top of his tower. Just, you know, just made me want one so bad, you know. I wish I could put a tower where I live, but I don't think I'd get away with it.
Yeah, I could probably get away with it where I live right now, but I'm sure the neighbors would look funny. They already look funny at the antennas I have, so I better stick with what I got. About the highest I got is about 35 feet on a mast, so that does me pretty good.
Poor CPA. Well, mine's hidden in the tree, so I really don't have to worry a whole lot about it. And, because I can't even find it half the time. I look real hard for it. Now, when the leaves fall off, it's a little bit easier to find.
Yeah, I got a off-center fed dipole, and really the only thing you can see on it is where it's attached to that mast, but you have to look real hard to see where it goes in the trees. And then, for whatever reason, I painted my ham stick or ham antenna. It's in PVC pipe, a little ladder pipe, and or ladder antenna. And I painted it camouflage, and it just blends right in. You can't even see it up there.
Carolina Wyndham, and it's got a, you know, it's got a choke at the bottom and a ballam at the top there, and so they were white, so I painted them black, flat black, so they're not near as noticeable as they used to be. And the guy behind me, he asked me what I was doing when he shot that thing up in the tree and the trees, and I told him it was my for my security system. He said, "Well, y'all, we have that much crime around here?" And I said, "Nah, it just makes me feel safer."
For WHM. Yeah, you can get away with telling folks about anything, and they'll believe it, especially if they don't know what it is or what it's about, that's for sure. He probably went and started looking for security cameras in the trees.
The good thing is, even if he knows what it is, it doesn't really matter because he's in another subdivision, so. But, anywho, well, I'm pulling in the garage here, so I'm going to say 73s, and hope you have yourself a good rest of the night, and I'm going to go inside and see what's going on there. But good to talk with you, and thanks for riding home with me there. And I'll stick around for your final, but you have a good one. 73's KB4CPA.
All right, you have a good one. And glad you got home safe right before dark. And you have a good evening. And 73's, we'll catch you down the line. This is M4WHM. I'm clear.